Good morning and hello, Texas. It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And a Friday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where the pipeline of news that we have never freezes over.
Let's start right out.
That's right.
Hey, what happened?
Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers as we stream on the worldwide internet, otherwise known as Facebook.com/. Tonight's lead story will start off internationally with a Trump date. U.S. has finalized, as of late last night, its withdrawal formally from the World Health Organization. 1 year after Trump announced that we would be doing that, leaving it after 78 years being a member of the WHO. We are also on the date, as we said, a couple of years back for the WHO announcing that COVID was a bad thing. So it's all happening on the same day. Yet, though, we do owe $130 million to WHO.
We do? Why?
I don't know. I don't know why, but I know WHO.
WHO?
The WHO. The World Health Organization. WHO?
They haven't been on tour in forever.
Huh?
WHO? WHO? WHO?
What does Pete Townsend say?
Also, we've withdrawn the invitation for Canada to join the Global Board of Peace. So, this is what Trump is assembling to reassemble Gaza. The Board of Peace and nations are signing on and whatnot. And evidently, there is like an HOA. There's a membership fee. It's a $1 billion fee from every country to be a part of this Board of Peace, which Canada says no, eh? And then Trump said, well, no, to your invitation. As we reported yesterday, Canada had joined. They are now no longer welcome because they didn't. I mean, they didn't. They just showed up with a six pack. That's it. As you, you know, show up at least with a 12-pack, bro.
So 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue will be getting its very first baby in a long time this year with Usha and J.D. Vance. Vance Refrigeration announcing that they're expecting. But what about a wedding? Rumor has it that Vanessa Trump is putting the pressure on one Tiger Woods to pop the question. Now, if you do remember, his first go at marriage did not end well with the whole Elin Nordegren scandal, and kind of wonders if he can work around this. Considers it the biggest fumble of his life, and apparently the golfer fears it's just not my thing. You know, being forever together with one person. Maybe he could get some advice from the Don. He will be celebrating his 21st anniversary with Melania this weekend.
There you go.
So in love.
Just keep him away from a Waffle House. You should be okay.
Hey.
No, Cracker Barrels are probably fine for Tiger Woods. Now to Skip Baldwin for sports.
Time to talk about sports.
Thank you. It's part of our news team coverage out there in the storm center.
Breaking news.
They're covering the weather. But for your Dallas Cowboys, we have a new defensive coordinator. As of yesterday, Dallas Cowboys have agreed to a deal to make Christian Parker their defensive coordinator. Source came out yesterday. Parker, a 34 years old, young guy, spent the past two seasons as the Philadelphia Eagles passing game coordinator and secondary coach. So he's been with the Eagles since 2021. And then before that, the Denver Broncos. He's not a big name, which is surprising a lot of people, but also might be a good thing. Maybe one of the up-and-comers. We don't usually do that with the Dallas Cowboys. So we'll see. The proof will be on the field, and I'm sure that will go great.
Sure.
Back to you,
win.
Becky.
Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Reba McEntire, one of the most positive people in showbiz, but it's not always easy to stay that way when tragedy strikes. The sassy singer reveals that when seven members of her crew and band perished in a 1991 bus accident, she had some very good friends by her side, namely Vince Gill, who promised to be there with her through it all. Meanwhile, Dolly just does Dolly things and says, hey, you want to use my band? Go ahead. Let's get you back on stage, which was very intimidating. She's hard at work on the show Happy's Place and says that she's always been inspired by the half-hour sitcom because it's a good way to ease off the depression and the gloomies. And as the third out of four children, pardon me, she had to do a lot to stand out, and that was being silly and funny. So who exemplifies Carol Burnett, and one Lucille Ball.
The ratings for Landman Season 2 finale have been released on Paramount Plus, and they're doing just great. 14.8 million worldwide views in just its first 2 days since dropping. That's a 70% increase from the Series 1 finale. And big surprise, Landman got renewed for its third season. Also in entertainment, the Oscar nominations came out yesterday. And it set a record. The movie Sinners broke the record for the most Oscar nominations for a single film. It got 16. Close behind it with 13 was the DiCaprio One Battle After Another. But Sinners up for 16. Has anybody ever seen it?
Anybody? I don't know. No? I haven't really seen any of those movies.
Oscars will be there March 15th on ABC. Yay.
So you may be wondering what to buy the little lady for Valentine's there, Ken Buckner. You can never go wrong with champagne, roses, dinner, anything romantic, always a good idea. But then there's Dairy Queen, who is getting back in the action once again. Yeah, they are now offering up their treats for two deal. It is two Valentine's cupcakes that are apparently in the red velvet. They're topped with pink, white, or red frosting and heart-shaped sprinkles. $2 for $6, so you may want to spring for just a few more than that. But it is a good way to get out of that whole keto diet that she's stuck on.
Yeah.
In the meanwhile, if you're not feeling Valentine's this year, a lot of varieties of zoos all over the country. You can name a rat or a roach or other disgusting items after your ex.
I'm going to save some of that brine that they've been putting on the roads and see if I can do something with that for Valentine's Day.
She's a lucky girl.
Yeah, you know. European organizations are planning to launch their own alternative to the social media site X, formerly known as Twitter. They are calling it, instead of X,
Wednesday with W.
So we're going to have to sue Europe. And then finally, Apple has announced their plans. They will revamp Siri later this year. As I set off Siri's all over the place by saying, hey, Siri. Yeah, they're going to transition Siri into an AI chatbot.
Oh, no.
So even Siri is losing her job to AI. I mean,
92.1 Hank FM.